أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. With book Islamic Laws، توضيح المسائل for His Eminency Mr. Sayyid Ali Sistani. We reach to issue number 386. Within issue number 386, we still talk about the conditions of the wudu, or about the ghusl, exactly ghusl. Yes. And within this issue, all conditions for validity of wudu, all the conditions for the validity of wudu, example the water being pure and not having been usurped, also apply to the validity of ghusl. However, for ghusl, it is not necessary that body be washed downwards from the head. Definitely, within wudu, we need the water to be to wash the organs of the wudu downwards. But in ghusl, no, we don't want this condition. And not only this, but there is something more. Moreover, it is not necessary in tartibi ghusl to wash the body immediately. It is not necessary in tartibi ghusl to wash the body immediately after washing the head and the neck. So necessary in tartib ghusl to wash the body immediately. Maybe you wash your head and neck, then you receive a call, you answer a phone call. Okay, maybe you go and eat or do something else, and then come back and continue the other part, which is the other body, to wash it. So it doesn't matter. Yes, even if it was dry, it doesn't matter. It is not like Mr. Ali. It is not like the wudu, the ablution. With ablution, we need that the parts of the wudu is what is wet. And you have to continue to finish your wudu before the dryness of the previous parts. So, there is no harm, therefore, if there is a lapse of some time after washing one's head and neck before washing one's body, so it doesn't matter. It is not necessary that one should wash one's head, neck, and body in one instance. Okay? However, if a person is incontinent, unable to retain urine or feces, except for such time that he could be able to offer prayers after ghusl, then he should do ghusl at once and offer his prayers immediately thereafter. You see that? Okay, maybe I'll need to explain this. I'll explain this. I'll repeat it in order to be clear. Look, here said there is no harm. Therefore, if there is a lapse, okay, of some time after washing one's head and neck before washing one's body, so we don't need what we call it in Arabic, al-mu'alat al-urfi. You wash your head and neck and take your time, then you come back and wash your body. So it is not necessary that one should wash one's head, neck, and body in one instance. So, and not only that, if there is something on his body, not on his head and neck, something on his body which prevent the water from reaching the skin, so shall he has to start making ghusl from the beginning? No, he needs only to wash that part after removing the abstract. However, if a person is incontinent, unable to retain, this is another thing, to retain urine or feces except for such time that he could be able to offer prayers after ghusl, then he should do ghusl at once and offer his prayers immediately thereafter. Issue number 387. If a person uses a public bath, this person uses what? Uses a public bath with an intention of deferring payment to its owner. You know, before at old days, that people were using what? Using the public bath, and public bath needs to pay, needs money. Not like nowadays, each house has maybe more than one bath. So at that time, if this person he wants to use the public bath, but with an intention of deferring payment to its owner without a prior consent, okay, of the owner. Yes, cheat him. Maybe this is the exact word. Okay, without a prior consent of the owner, the ghusl will be void. Why? Because this water or using the bath is usurped. For that, the ghusl will be void, even if the owner is later made to agree to the agreement. Even if that the owner will be agree later on. This ghusl is what? Void. Why? Because he used usurped water, a usurped bath, and that's it. And it is haram. Issue number 388. If the owner of the public bath is agreeable to the ghusl being done on credit basis, but the person doing ghusl intends not to pay the charge to him, you see, the owner accepted on a credit basis, but the person intends to pay not to pay the charges to him, or to pay him from the money acquired illegally, the ghusl will be void. You see, the owner accepted agreeable to the ghusl being done on a credit basis, okay, while this person doing ghusl intends not to pay the charge to him, or to pay him from the money acquired illegally. Acquired illegally, just like he steal those money. Yes, he has stolen this money, so he want to pay the owner from those stolen money. So the ghusl will be void. The ghusl will be void. Okay. Now, issue number 389. If a person pays to the owner, of the public bath from the funds whose khums has not been paid. You see, this person wants to go to the bath, use the bath. He wants to pay the money from what? from the funds or the money whose homes has not been paid. So now what's the problem? Is his ghusl void or in order? Has not paid, then such a person commits a sinful act. Now he commits a sinful act. He commit a sinful act, but the ghusl will be valid. Now, if a person uses a public issue number 388. Yes, if the owner of the public bath has agreeable to the ghusl being done on a credit basis, but the person doing ghusl intends not to pay the charge to him or to pay him from money acquired illegally. This is also, we have done this, but this is with issue number 389. If a person pays to the owner of the public path from the funds whose khums, he explained this, it is 1/5 of the yearly profits. 1/5 of the yearly profits. This is rule number 1760, inshallah, with part number 2. Part 2, we'll take it later on, inshallah, if we finish this part 1. Okay, so has been not paid. Okay, then such a person commits a sinful. Now he commits a sinful act, but the ghusl will be valid. But the ghusl will be what? Will be valid, though the liability for khums remains. Liability for khums remains. Yes, yes, the ghusl is valid, but he commits a sin. First of all, he commits a sin, and the liability of khums is what is remains. So he has to pay khums later on, and he committed a sin. He has to ask for forgiveness to Allah and not to do such a sin again. Issue number 390. If a person hires a public bath for ghusl, okay, but before starting ghusl, he or she carries out an extra function of making the anal part pack with the same water of the public bath. So what he is hiring the public bath for, he is hiring the public bath for ghusl, no more. So now he is doing something extra more than ghusl, just like what? Making the anal part pack with the same water of the public. You see how this is exact acts we have to think of. Yes, and if it becomes now, and if it becomes doubtful whether the owner would agree to the ghusl being taken, then the owner's consent must be sought. You see, then the owner's consent must be sought before the ghusl, otherwise the ghusl will be void. You see, Mr. Ali, here in such case, for example, if you hire, for example, a worker to do some work for you. For example, if I hire somebody to guard in my house, okay? Then I ask him to come and clean the house in addition of guarding. No, that's wrong. So you have to pay him the money of what? Of cleaning. You see? Look how exact meaning. He said, if this person is coming to a bath for ghusl, to do ghusl. Okay, doing ghusl, it is very clear act. Now, if he needs to do something extra, an extra function, he used to, for example, to use the water for extra, what extra function? Like, as the Sayyid is giving Alex example, making the anal part park with the same water of the bath. You have to take the permission, the agreement of what? Of the owner. You should look after that agreement. Otherwise, that your ghusl will be what? Will be void. Your ghusl will be void. Maybe somebody is asking, yes, so this is a small act and it doesn't affect. And so what about using a little bit water? You didn't take agreement. You take a permission or agreement for only doing ghusl. And now you're doing some extra act. You have to take the agreement for that. It's really Islam. It is a religion of mercy. Islam, it is a religion of the rights of the people. Yes, yes, you're right. It is very accurate. Okay. Issue number 391. When a person is in doubt whether he or she has done ghusl or not. Now, this person, he has a doubt. What is that doubt? It is from doing the ghusl. From doing the ghusl or not. Okay? When a person is in doubt whether he or she has done ghusl or not, such a person must do ghusl. So, I repeat issue number 391. When a person is in doubt whether he or she has done ghusl, okay, or not, such a person must do ghusl. Must do ghusl. He has to do ghusl. Why? Because he has doubt. Did he make ghusl or not? And he is sure that he has what? That he has janab. So in this case, he has to do ghusl. However, if doubt arises in the mind after ghusl, if the doubt arises in the mind, after ghusl, as to the whether, to whether ghusl was correct or not, then there is no need to do ghusl. But the first doubt is about doing action or not. He performs ghusl or not. Okay? Now, the second doubt is he perform ghusl, he is sure about performing ghusl. But if he performs ghusl in a right way or in a wrong way, in this case, he doesn't need to do ghusl again. But with the first doubt, if he doubt that he perform ghusl or not, he has to do ghusl. Okay. Now, issue number 392. If one urinates or passes wind or does any act which would invalidate the wudu while doing the ghusl, while he is doing the ghusl, he do one of the acts which invalidate the wudu. Okay? One does not have to abandon the ghusl. One does not have to abandon the ghusl and start all over again. In fact, one can continue with the same ghusl till completion. Okay? However, in this situation, one will have to do wudu also as per obligatory precaution. He has to bring wudu after what? After ghusl. Issue number 393. A person who has very little time short time, at his disposal before qada. You know, it is, for example, it is the end of the afternoon prayers. It is the end time for the afternoon prayers, and he has a very short time. In this case, so should perform tayammum instead of ghusl. In this case, for example, it is about, for example, still 5 minutes or 3 minutes left for what? For performing asr prayers, ada, in time, not qada, out of time. So, but he is mujnib. If he do ghusl, that will take long time and he will be in qada. So what shall he do? Now we ask him to perform tayammum and to do his prayers, to perform tayammum instead of ghusl and to do his prayers. Yet, if such a person does ghusl under the impression that there is sufficient time for ghusl. Now he imagined that he can do ghusl, and he has a time, he can finish so quickly in time, so he do ghusl, okay, and offering prayers, the ghusl will be valid, provided that it was done with the intention of complying with the orders of Allah, with the niyyah of the what? The orders of Allah, even if the ghusl was done with what? With offering the prayers. I think, Mr. Ali, that view and 127 is misprinting. I think it's because from even if the ghusl was done with a view to offering the prayers, with a view to offering a prayers, and 127, this is and 127 deleted, if you don't mind, because it is not included. And the sentence will be like this. So, even if the ghusl was done with a view to offering the prayers, that's it. Exactly. Like the previous one. Exactly. Okay. Good. Now, issue number 394. If a person after being junub doubts whether or not he or she did ghusl. So the prayers already offered during that period would be deemed valid. All the prayers are what? Are valid. So how about the next prayers? Shall he do ghusl again and perform next prayers, or what his act should be now? The prayers already offered during that period would be deemed valid, but for the later prayers, such as such a person should do ghusl. So he had to do ghusl again for the next prayers. If any such act which would invalidate wudu is committed, like urinating or passing the wind after the prayers, then it will be necessary to do wudu, and as an obligatory precaution to repeat the prayers he had offered, if time permits. But this is what? This is under obligatory precaution. So if I don't want to repeat the prayers, so I have to go to the A'lam and A'lam after, say, Sistani, for example, Mr. Muhammad Saeed Al-Hakim, الشيخ محمد إسحاق الفياض، الشيخ بشير النجفي، to see what is their verdicts. If they accept my prayers, that's okay. I will imitate them only in this issue. Then only in this issue. Because it is obligatory precaution. Because it is obligatory precaution. And you know, with obligatory precaution verdict, if you like to act according to the obligatory precaution, or to leave it and to go to other jurists, which they are lesser than Sayyid Sistani in A'lam. أعلم فالأعلم. One of the rest. Issue number 395. A person who has more than one ghusl. A person who has more than one ghusl to do can do one ghusl with the niyyah of the rest. With the niyyah of the rest. In fact, one ghusl with its niyyah is enough to represent all others. To represent all others. For example, if he has ghusl janaba, if he has ghusl touching dead body, if he has ghusl of Friday's ghusl, ghusl jum'ah, okay, one ghusl, it is enough instead of the rest, instead of the rest. Okay, issue number 396. If a verse of the Holy Quran or name of the Almighty Allah is written in a tattoo, okay, is written in a tattoo on the body of a person, then such a person while doing wudu or ghusl will be required to pour water on that part without touching the writing. Without touching the writing, he had to power what? Water on it. Yes. Issue number 397. A person who does ghusl of janabe should not do wudu for the prayers. Should not do wudu for prayers. In fact, one can offer prayers without performing wudu after all wajib ghusls. Definitely, when you do wajib ghusl, you don't need to perform wudu, because wajib ghusl, it is sufficient, except the path for medium istihadha, as well as after mustahab ghusl, in the case of mustahab ghusls. However, it is better to do wudu as a recommended precaution. After mustahab ghusls, you have to do what? You have to do wudu as a recommended precaution, except ghusl al-jum'ah, Friday's ghusl. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.